Blog Talk Radio.
Talking with the pastors, I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Well, let's start out with a prayer, amen. Lord God, we turn to you praying that your kingdom may come. May your Jerusalem really come on earth with all those blessed ones who are allowed to gather around Jesus Christ through forgiveness of sins and the resurrection. Come with your light into our time so that sins may be forgiven and people may find salvation. Remember those in great distress. Come with your help to those struggling with sin or death. For help can come from you alone. Nothing can help us except your fatherly love in Jesus Christ. Praise be your name, and we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of music here to start this out, and then I'll bring on some people, and then we'll get into the message for the night. Amen? Okay. Amen. That was Peace by Edge Kingsland. Amen. All right. Okay, let's bring on our panel here, okay, which is Pastor Leroy. Pastor Beal is not here tonight. Hey, Pastor Leroy, how you doing tonight?
How you doing, Pastor Ken? Look here, Pastor Ken. I'm going to tell you what's going on, man. Now, I wasn't on your show on Sunday night. Apparently, there was some kind of issue going on with Tony Farrar. Now, I would like Tony, please, Tony Farrar, come on here right now, because I personally want to talk to you as Pastor Ken's somewhat co-host. Please, come on here right now, Tony Farrar.
I don't know if he's listening or not. Don't know if he's listening, Pastor Leroy.
Well, you see, I got a lot of problem here, man. Over the last 48 hours, I've received over 75 emails, man, about what went down here on Sunday night. And I wasn't a part of the show. Okay, I went to bed early that night, so I wasn't on the show. But apparently Tony Farrar says something really bad about Joshua Higgins. Now, I personally didn't know Joshua Higgins, but I know a couple people that did know him. And they sent me an email. And they said, look, boycott Ken's show. Look, you know, I'm not going to boycott your show, man, because I'm like your co-host, right? So I'm not going to do that. But I need to know a reason why, if I would consider doing that, why I would do that. So
okay.
I sent emails back
to these people, what's going on, man, what's this all about? Okay, well, you tell me what I said so bad.
You said about cigars.
No.
I want Reverend Leroy to tell me what I said
that was so bad.
Tony,
he's ranting
Tony,
about
look,
it.
Man,
tell
Tony,
me what I said
Tony.
Wrong.
Tony, will you let me talk?
Yeah.
Let me talk, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me talk. All right. Look here, man. I got nothing personal against you. I've always been a fan of yours, and you know that. But I have been inundated for the last 48 hours with emails telling me not to come on Ken's show ever again. And I'm like, what the fuck is that, man? Like, why am I getting these emails, man? So I did a little more research.
So,
I had somebody
so what
go
are they
on
compla-
Discord.
What are they complaining about that I said?
Well, if you let me talk, man, let me talk.
Well,
brother.
You asked me to come on the show. You asked me to come on. I'm on. If you're not going to talk and tell me what the problem is, then I'm just going to get off the line.
The problem is, man, you got to shut the fuck up so I can talk. All due respect.
Okay, I can hear this on the radio.
I can hear this on my headset. He's just going to rant and rave.
He won't let me talk, man. Tony, if you're still listening, and I hope you are, man, there was a lot of disrespect towards Joshua Higgins. Okay, let me tell you something about Joshua Higgins, man. Joshua Higgins was part of the Clay Douglas show back in 2017. He was part, he's one of the main reasons that Tony's show is on, besides J-Bo. And also, he was part of Ken's show. Okay, my feeling is, I'm going to tell you straight up, man. I don't pull no punches, man. My feeling is that you are jealous because Pastor Ken and Joshua Higgins at one time were kind of involved, from what I understand. Look, I don't know this for a fact, man. I was not part of this. But I'm going to tell you that's what happened. And my feeling is that you are disrespecting Joshua Higgins because he had a let's say a telephone affair. Let's say a video affair with Pastor Kent.
Okay, can we stop for a minute? Are you going to even let me talk? Are you just going to continue?
You can talk, yeah. Give me your rebuttal,
okay,
man.
Since you're so ranting and raving that I disrespected this Higgins person, what did I say that was so disrespectful?
I'm hearing that you said bad things about him. That's all I know.
What did I say?
I don't.
Okay, see, well,
I don't have that.
Well, obviously, because I said nothing bad about him. All I said was they asked me why I didn't like him, and I said because he sent cigars to Ken, knowing that Ken had lung problems, and his doctor was telling him to cut off the tobacco. I was really trying really hard to get Ken to quit smoking at that time. He was using the patch. He was using the gum. And I didn't appreciate Higgins sending him cigars, which had nothing to do with their relationship. I am not worried about somebody that lives 10,000 miles away or whatever. I did not say anything disrespectful. This is what I said, and I still stand by it. The man should not have sent Ken cigars, and all the callers are so worried because I didn't let Ken smoke them. Well, no, I didn't let Ken smoke them because I want Ken around. I don't want to lose my partner to lung cancer. That's why I fought so hard to help him through this cancer that he just went through and stood by his side. So I'm certainly not going to let somebody from the outside ruin what the doctor is telling him not to do. So if that's hating somebody for a reason, well, there it is. I disliked him because he sent cigars to Ken after he was asked not to. So there you go. That's what I said so bad.
Well, look, man, I'm not a part of this. Again, I'm getting...
Well, you
I'm
obviously are. You're the one that called. You're the one that told me to get on air. So you are involved because you...
Yeah, I'm involved now. Will you shut
well
up,
then.
Man, and let me talk? Damn it, man. You just keep going on and on. Just let me talk, man. I'm trying to be a friend
of
you.
Well, talk. Well, what are you doing?
Damn.
You're talking.
All I know is I've received 70 emails in the last 2 days at my parish telling me never to come on Pastor Ken's show again. And I'm like, what the fuck is this, man? I don't even know what's going on. So I did some research over the last 36 hours, and I found out what happened. And a lot of it stemmed around you. And I'm not, look, I don't know you, man. I never met you. I'm an older guy like you. I'm not going to bust your balls. But I'm telling you what I heard from people in the Discord chat room. I don't do that, man. I don't do that bullshit. I don't go on Facebook. I don't do any of that shit, man, because I don't want to be
okay.
a part of it.
Okay, now can I speak again? You received 76 emails about not coming on this show, and yet not one of them told you what I said that was so disrespectful out of 76 different people?
That's why I brought it up, man.
That seems kind of strange. That seems kind of weird.
Now, listen to me, man. Shut the fuck up, man. Listen to me.
Okay, I'm gone. You're not going
to
disrespect. You're not going
to
disrespect me. You're not going to cuff at me. I'm not your child.
Because
you're not
going to
treat me like a child. Goodbye.
No, I'm not trying to treat you like a child, man. I'm telling you, you never shut the fuck up. Let me talk,
dude.
Man.
All you're doing is talking. You're not giving me a chance to say shit. Yet you're the one that asked me to come online. I'm here because you invited me. Not Ken, you invited me. And you haven't let me get a word in edgewise. All you've done is cuss at me and this and that. I mean, what kind of pastor are you that you're cussing at me?
Can I talk now?
No. Well, that's what you've been doing. Yeah. I guess you can continue.
Of course you're going to say no. Because you have taken over Pastor Ken's show for the past 3 weeks, man, from what I'm understanding. And let me tell you something, man. It's okay with me. I like talking to you, and I have praised you in past weeks. And you come on here and you bust my balls because I received all these emails at my parish, man. At my parish. Son of a bitch. I don't have time for this shit, man. I got my own shit to worry about my parish, man. And I'm hearing all the stuff
busting. And yet 76 people couldn't tell you what I said that was so horrible.
And yet you're here accusing me of
saying something horrible, and you haven't done your background work. You find out what I said, come back on and tell me what was so horrible, and if I said it, I'll admit to it. And if I No, you haven't. You haven't told me what was said.
I'm going to tell
you.
You
said you don't know.
If you would ever shut the fuck up, I'm going to tell you right now, man. Can you please shut up for like 1 minute without talking, man?
I will be quiet, but quit telling me to shut up, motherfucker.
Okay.
Well, that's how he's talking to me. Let him have a little bit of his own juice. He wants to cuss at me, I'll cuss right back. Well, go ahead.
You know what, man? This whole thing's really pissing me off. And I'm going to tell you what, Tony F. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I love Pastor Ken. He is my pastor brother. Okay? The reason I came on here tonight is not only for this. I have some bad news, too, which I can't even talk about right now because you have already disrespected me as a pastor.
And you disrespected me. So you get respect when you give respect. You give disrespect, you get disrespect. And you have disrespected me since you asked me to come on here. Because I had no plans on coming on here.
No, look here,
I had no plans on coming on this show. You insisted that I come on, and when I came on, all you did was start yelling and cussing and screaming at me. For something
you
don't even know what I said.
Of course I know what you said, man, but you won't let me talk. You won't let me say what I said because you never
shut the fuck up, man. Well, why don't you try talking and not yelling? Have a civilized conversation.
The only way to get through to you, man, is to yell.
I'm college educated. I'm college educated. You don't have to yell at me.
College educated? Let me tell you something, man.
That's right.
That doesn't mean you don't have to yell at me. Let me tell you this. Because you never let me talk for more than like 10 seconds before you fucking interfere with what I'm saying, man. Look here. I am a big fan of Pastor Ken, and you know that. I've been on 20 or 30 straight shows of Pastor Ken. And here you are busting my balls. I'm going to tell you what happened. You disrespected Joshua Higgins, man. You disrespected
him. And how did I do that?
What? Just shut the fuck up and let me tell you how you did it, man. You would not shut up about Joshua Higgins. You just said that he was, you know what, the bottom line. I'm not even going to talk about it, man. I'm so pissed off right now. The bottom line is, you were jealous. You were jealous of Joshua Higgins because he was with your boyfriend, or he wanted to be with
your boyfriend. And you know this how? You live inside my brain. You live in my heart. You know my feelings. How exactly do you come to this conclusion? Since you didn't know Higgins and you weren't around then, how do you know? You're just going by whatever.
Whatever? It's fact.
Yeah, well, you haven't told me how I disrespected this person. You still haven't said how I disrespected him. I'm still waiting.
What?
We're 30 minutes into
the
show, and you still haven't said it.
Damn, dude, will you let me talk for one fucking second,
Well, all
man.
You're doing is talking. You're doing all the
Jesus
talking.
Christ. You don't ever shut the fuck up. I'll tell you what.
And you have a filthy mouth. And you have a filthy mouth for a pastor.
I'll tell you what. You know what? Yeah. You know what? I do, because when I'm dealing with somebody like you, and damn man,
what does that mean? Like me, a gay person, a Mexican? What are you trying to say?
I was a friend.
A person like you,
Tony F. I was a
friend. Oh, my God,
that is so racist,
a person like
you. Can you shut?
Oh, my.
Can you shut?
From a pastor, such racism.
This fucking guy never shuts up, man. He just never shuts up. He just pisses us off. I'm trying to talk to him, and he won't fucking listen to me, man.
Because you're screaming and hollering.
Pastor Ken, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, why don't you take? Do you have some calls? Please take some calls. I'm tired of arguing.
Yeah, let's answer some calls
with Tony.
Yeah, let's answer some calls.
Okay, we got 210.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. I just listened to this call. I was wondering if somebody could give me context. What's going on?
What?
Your caller would like to know what the context of this conversation
is. Give me context.
It was about Joshua Higgins.
Oh, Joshua Higgins. Who Joshua Higgins? I hear that somebody disrespect his dad. No, that's really disrespectful. I should send him to Jesus.
Is that a threat? You're going to send somebody to Jesus?
Maybe.
Are you threatening somebody? Please hang up on this caller.
Yeah,
that is a verbal threat. That is a verbal
motherfucker,
threat.
Motherfucker, it's
no,
not a
no,
verbal
no, no.
threat.
We
motherfucker.
Don't have that. Please disconnect him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No.
210.
Hello, this is Victor. I'm in your basement right now. You made me do.
Click it off.
Oh, I did. Okay, another one. One more.
Talk about disrespect.
One more, you're on here.
Hello, my friend. Hello. This is Oxymar. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Who is this Joshua Higgins? I never heard of a Joshua Higgins.
And you're better off for it.
Why is he? I thought Joshua Higgins was a good man.
Okay, here, you want to know about Joshua Higgins? Let me tell you about Joshua Higgins. Joshua Higgins said that he wrote a gay Bible. Joshua Higgins believed that Jesus was a homosexual and had affairs with his apostles. This is something I do not agree with. So, basically, that's what you know about Joshua Higgins.
I remember you said something about Jesus didn't know if he was gay, and you said that he hung around men. So you kind of agree with that theology, man.
No, I did not agree. What I said was Jesus surrounded himself by men, but since we were not there and there's no historic record of it, it cannot be said whether Jesus was a homosexual or not. The same way it cannot be written if he had an affair with Are you going to listen? He might have had an affair with Lady Magdalene. But it's not written. It's not history, so we don't know if it happened or not.
You're saying
that
like
is what I said.
It's like the last temptation. The last temptation of Christ is the same thing. Like you're, maybe it would have happened. So you're just agreeing with that.
But I'm not agreeing. I'm saying that we don't know.
You weren't there, so we don't know. So you are agreeing, my friend.
No, by saying that we don't know, I'm taking a neutral stance and staying on the board about it because I can't say yes or no because we don't know.
But you're making a suggestion. You're making a suggestion
no.
that he did.
No, sorry. I'm sorry you interpreted it that way, but no.
Higgins was a good man.
Okay, well, I'm glad you think that way.
Yes, he
There's
was
a lot
good,
of people who
good,
think...
good man. I remember him from Los Angeles. close in the Beverly Hills.
There's a lot of people that think Richard Ramirez was a good guy, too. So, let's just go with that.
Well, you and Richard are kind of the same, aren't you? You both are tasted on your steamer.
I don't know. I can't understand half of what he's saying. I have no idea. I
Richard
can't
Ramirez,
the third word.
Richard Ramirez tasted his steamer just like you, though.
Hang up on him. He's just gibbering, yeah.
Okay. Let's bring up Pastor Beal now, okay? Pastor Beal is called in. Let's bring him in. Hey, Pastor Beal.
Ken, I want you to talk to me without Tony Yap interjecting real quick here.
Okay.
Are you there? Are you there, Ken?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So... here's the deal. I'm going to be stepping down as your executive producer for right now, and the reason why is I'm upset that you did not interject, say anything, defend Joshua Higgins. And it doesn't matter if he wrote a Bible that had Jesus as a gay man in it and had affairs with his disciples. It doesn't matter if Joshua Higgins sent you cigars and Tony did not like that because you have COPD. What matters is the fact that, in my opinion and the opinion of a lot of other people out there in this community that helped make your show what it is, you just didn't stand up for Joshua. And Joshua's an important person, generally speaking, in this community. It would not exist had it not been for Joshua. So I don't understand why you can't speak up. It makes you look like a gigantic bitch, if I'm being brutally honest. And I'm sorry to use ungodly language. But you sort of just sit back when Tony F. takes over the mic and you don't say anything. It's like Tony F. is your attack dog because you can't get off your chest what you want to say sometimes and people are messing with you. And I don't think that's very cool. I don't think a lot of people appreciate it. Sort of a scumbag move. So, yeah, that's basically it. You need to stop being such a lie-down bitch.
Well, as far as that goes, I'm not a bitch. And all he simply said was about the cigars. And I don't see anything really bad about that. And I don't see anything bad about what he said about Higgins writing a gay Bible. Because that's what he did, okay? We're not sitting there putting him down for it, okay? We're not doing that.
But Ken, Tony F. has said in the past, and I don't know if you remember this, Tony F. is glad that Higgins is dead. Tony F. is glad that this individual took their lives. And I wasn't around for this.
I have never said I'm glad that anybody has committed suicide. How dare you?
You did 2 years ago.
How dare you?
You did 2 years ago.
No, I did not say I was glad anybody committed suicide. In fact, I didn't even know he committed suicide until you just said it.
Well, you said you were glad that he was dead.
Well, you happen to know that I had a very close relative that was very close to me who committed suicide. So I would never say I was glad somebody committed suicide. You are fucking liar, dude.
You're quantifying.
No, you said I said it. You said I said it. I did not say it.
You did.
And I'm here in front of God and everybody to tell you I have never said I have never said to anybody, I'm glad you committed suicide. That is just wrong.
Say those exact words. I'm glad that Joshua
Higgins
killed himself.
Well, then why did you just say that I said him? Then why did you just say that I
said
him? You said I was
glad
that he committed suicide. Now you're saying it was different words. Make up your mind, bitch. Okay, so?
You said that you were glad that Higgins was dead. You typed that into the blog talk chat.
I'm glad Charles Manson is dead. I'm glad Manson is dead.
Are you comparing Higgins to Charles Manson? Like,
no,
I
I'm just saying there's a lot of people out there that I don't suffer over their passing. You know, the man died.
So
he died.
Don't suffer
he chose
over
to
Higgins
die.
Passing.
He took his he took his own life. He made his own decision. So What?
So are you
but
glad?
But I never said I was glad he did it.
Higgins is no longer with us. Do you not give a crap?
I don't care one way or the other. Actually.
Okay.
It's it doesn't one way or the other. It doesn't affect my life.
Okay.
I still wake up
so
in the morning.
Why do you consistently cope and seethe when Higgins is brought up?
I don't.
If you
y'all
do
are the ones that start saying that I'm jealous, and y'all are the ones that start in with the crap. Y'all start saying that I was jealous, and they were having an affair on video, and this and that. Well, if they were, they were. And it's like I told you last night. 20 years ago when it happened, had Ken wanted to pack up his motorcycle and go to New York, good riddance. Bye, y'all. See
I'm glad
ya.
You feel
wouldn't
that way about your
ya.
Relationship. It's not my business to
not
comment
now.
On it. And
no, not now. Now we're 20. Now we're 20 years later. Now we're 20
years
later. So it's a big different thing.
No, we're approximately 2 years after that. Higgins passed away sometime in the summer, if I believe.
Well, I have no idea when he passed away. I have no idea about anything with Higgins.
It's been 20 years. You're pulling a Kent there by saying it's been 20 years. Kent says he's
not. Well, I'm just saying I don't know. I don't. That should show you how important he is in my life. That I don't even know when he died. I don't even know when this thing with Ken was. Because certainly I put it to. You know, I don't bother with it.
But you certainly know why you hate Higgins. Like, you constantly talk about how
I don't
you're so
hate. I don't hate him. These are words you're saying. Just like
so
you said, I said
him.
I was glad he committed
you
suicide.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah,
I disliked what he did. I disliked that he sent Ken cigars after the doctor told Ken to stay away from tobacco. What is wrong with that?
I personally think it's wrong just because of the reasons I outlined on the last episode, because you don't get lung cancer and you don't breathe in cigar smoke.
The doctor said for Ken to stay away from tobacco. Cigars are made with tobacco.
Right.
The doctor didn't say cigarettes. The doctor said stay away from tobacco.
Stay away from tobacco. Any doctor is going to tell you to stay away from alcohol, too. Like, that's just sort of a passing thing that doctors
say. Well, yeah, when you get psoriasis, the doctor
unhealthy.
Tells you stay away from alcohol. When you've got lung problems and you're heading toward cancer, the doctor tells you to stay away from tobacco. So when you tell somebody,
right.
The doctor just told me I'm supposed to stay away from tobacco because my lungs are really screwed up, and the person says, hey, let me send you a box of cigars.
Then you don't
isn't that the way to go?
If it doesn't touch your lungs, then it's not a big deal. But we're getting off topic.
The doctor
here.
Said to
the,
stay
the
away. The doctor said to cut out the tobacco. Which part aren't you hearing?
Tony,
I don't care if the cigar smoke doesn't touch your lungs. That's
why
not
there
what
are
the
medical malpractice
said.
Doctors. But Tony,
Lord have mercy.
You did say, and I don't want you to gaslight me over this, you did say that you were glad that Higgins was dead. In the Discord chat room, you didn't say
but
it out
I never,
loud.
But I oh, in Discord? Now I don't even go in Discord.
No, Blog Talk. I messed that up. Blog Talk chat room. On one of Ken's shows, you said that you were glad that Higgins was dead. You did that, and I'm not going to be gaslit about that and be told that you didn't say that. I'm not trolling you right now.
Oh,
you
the
said
same,
that.
The same way I said I was glad he committed suicide. Yeah, I don't believe you. Sorry.
In my opinion, essentially, I don't think it makes a lick of difference whether it be that someone committed suicide, got hit by a train, or, you know, just drowned to death. It doesn't matter. If you're talking about how you're glad that somebody is dead and that person meant a lot to the people who call into your booze show, like, I just think you should shut your trap on that and just not mention it. Whether that be
I don't know why y'all are – well, I personally don't know why y'all are bringing it up so many years down the road.
Because it got brought up.
I obviously
–
if I did say I was glad he did, I said it when he died, obviously, if that's what you're saying. So how many years ago did this person die?
2019,
so
but I don't see how
that
matters,
I made this remark, I made this remark several years ago.
Yeah.
Is what
it doesn't
saying.
Matter how long you said that.
Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
All right, here it is. He made those remarks.
Okay, you know what? Here we go. Wait. Stop, Veal. Pastor Veal. I've got something for you. Pastor Veal, you're a man of the Lord, right? You're a man of the cloth.
I consider myself.
If I said that I was glad that Joshua Higgins was dead, I asked the Lord to forgive me of that sin. Forgive me for saying it. I don't remember saying it, but if I did, I'm asking for the Lord's forgiveness. Now the Lord has forgiven me for saying it. Now you have nothing to say.
Right. The Lord has forgiven you for saying that, but I don't think you sincerely mean it. I don't think
you
mean it.
Oh, I mean it. Oh, I do mean it.
I really mean it sincerely. You don't.
If I said it, I'm asking God to forgive me for saying it.
Okay, then God is going to forgive you for saying that. But the thing is,
there's no need for you to keep bringing it up and talking about it, is there?
It doesn't work.
The Lord has forgiven me, and if the Lord has forgiven me, why shouldn't you as a pastor?
So here's the thing that I don't understand about a lot of Christians.
Look here.
I think the Bible says something about forgiveness.
The Bronx, man. I'm going to tell you right now, and I've been listening on the side for the last, 30 minutes, man. But I'm going to tell you, Tony S., I don't believe that you really are sorry for what you said. I'm just giving you my personal opinion, man.
Well, I personally don't use the Lord's name in vain, and what I just said, I said to the Lord. So if you don't believe it, I'm sorry. That's between
me
and God.
I'm going to interject here and just say, anybody can ask for forgiveness, right? So, I had this discussion with Kent Hopper on his show, and I said,
but you have to mean it.
Say Adolf Hitler. You got
to
let me speak.
You have to mean it.
Say Adolf Hitler was in his bunker, and before he shot himself, had said, Lord, forgive me for killing 3 million Jews. He would have to really mean it, and even then, I think there's a fine line on forgiveness. I think to talk about forgiveness is to really understand it in the context that forgiveness is an incredibly, incredibly, incredibly powerful thing. There are stories, and I entirely disagree with the death penalty. I'm not crap talking or anything. I entirely disagree with the death penalty. There are stories about people on death row actually coming to some forgiveness. Berkowitz, the guy in New York who killed all the people in those cars, that is a guy
son
who genuinely repented for his sins. Yeah, Son of Sam. That is a man who has genuinely, genuinely repented for his sins. And a lot of people might still hate him, and that's a whole different topic. You going out and killing, three people and shooting them dead, that's going to leave wounds that never heal in those families' lives. But that dude himself, that individual himself, has asked for forgiveness from the Lord and has become a born-again Christian and is, by all accounts, a model prisoner and has written into different radio shows on God and gets pulled in on a lot of podcasts on God. Not necessarily podcasts, but
I know,
he's involved
in that. I've heard Berkowitz speak.
Yeah, Berkowitz is an incredibly powerful story of, personal salvation. And there are other stories of people forgiving their mother's killers. I know of a story that's out of, there was this woman who runs her mother's Mexican restaurant, I think out in Baltimore. Her mother got killed in a horrific way, literally stabbed with, I think, a screwdriver, which is just a terrible, terrible, terrible way and painful way to go. And that the daughter forgave the man in prison who killed her mother in that horrific way. So I think
that shows true Christian belief.
It does. But I think forgiveness is something that is a lot more personal than you're making out to be. From my perspective right now, you're using it as a way to get people off your back rather than actually caring. Because just last show –
you know what?
This is according to – you got to let me talk here. This is according to Hooligan.
That's all
you
you're
just
doing.
Sent me this DM on Discord. At 8:39 p.m., you made the remarks – that Joshua Higgins, a man who is dead, an idiot, and there's other marks at the show where you've spoken ill of the dead, and that you don't, and you've said that you don't care. Just last show. This is last show. So, excuse
and
me
I
for
still
being
don't
a
care.
Skeptical.
Don't care.
So
all I'm telling
you
is,
for forgiveness?
All I'm telling you is, if I said I was glad he was dead, I'm asking for forgiveness because I obviously I said it at a point out of who knows what. If I said it, I said it. But if I didn't, I didn't. Either way, I'm asking the Lord to forgive me for that remark.
Tony, Ken gets ripped on a lot more on this radio show than you've ever gotten ripped on. People just crap on you because you come on the show and you start speaking in what a way that is perceived to be for Ken. That is the entire reason why people don't like you. And I'm not saying that from a place of hate. I genuinely do not hate you, Tony F. I think you are a funny fucking person.
But wait,
I think
do you think that I'm on here because I want y'all to like me? Oh.
It's quite evident that you're not.
Oh, yeah, it's quite evident not. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to call y'all
I'm
on
aware.
The silliness and on the silliness that goes on this show. So
well, then why can't
yeah,
Ken
I'm not
himself
here for you to
put
like
a pause
me.
To it? Like, what is
I am
your
not here
position
for you to like
in
me.
Ken's life have anything to do with the silliness on his blog talk radio show? Like, come on. This is such small game, it makes no sense for you to just constantly be a bark dog when people call in and talk about getting F'd in the A, so to speak. Like, I don't see why.
Well, you're the one that has a
problem.
You're the one that said you were going to change this show. There was going to be no more
not
stuff talking about butts and stuff like. Oh no, I didn't. No. I stayed off Ken's show. I stayed off Ken's show for several days and listened to it. And all I heard was my name constantly and sex talk. And the only reason I'm
well,
on here right now
have,
is because
I don't have.
No. You know
door.
What? No, stop. The only reason I'm on here right now is because Pastor Leroy. Started telling me, you better get on this line for Rock Talk Frog right now because I got something to say. Blah, blah, blah. So I got on the line. So now I'm here.
Wait,
and now
wait,
you don't
wait,
want
wait,
me
wait,
here.
Hold on, man.
Make
what
up
was
your
that?
Mind.
What's that, man? What are you saying? Because I'm a black man, I talk like that? Is that what you say?
What is that? What are you even talking about, dude?
You talked in Ebonics.
I was not talking in Ebonics.
Bullshit,
I have no idea what you're even talking about. Here we go. Now I've insulted somebody. Oh, Lord.
We don't
Leroy
talk. Look here, man. We don't talk above. We talk the way we talk, man. I'm a black man. I was brought up in Harlem, New York, or Long Island. Don't fuck with me, man. You goddamn.
God, you've got a filthy mouth. God, you've got a filthy mouth for a pastor.
Can I mention something very quick that I actually think is serious? Again, on this forgiveness
topic. Well, sure,
topic,
go right ahead.
Why it rubs me the wrong way, why you've been asking for forgiveness. So the thing that has bothered me consistently, and not necessarily about Ken. I like Ken a lot. I think Ken is a guy who has been through a lot of crap, takes a lot of crap, and deals with it on the nose. And so I have a lot of respect for Ken coming on here and actually doing the show when people call in to do stuff and troll him. I have a lot of respect for him. I want to be absolutely clear about that before I say this. The thing that just rubs me the wrong way about how you've treated this forgiveness thing, as somebody who considers himself a man of the Lord, is that you're like, oh, please forgive me for the things I said literally one night ago. I'm asking God for forgiveness, so therefore it's all washed. And this has been a theme for this show since the beginning. You know, when somebody presses Ken, whether or not it's warranted or not, and I think the majority of the time, it is entirely unwarranted. The pressing of Ken on the Jimmy Pilkington stuff, the pressing of Ken that I used to do on his swastika tattoo, the pressing of Ken on the stuff that he has done in the past, and the general response has always been, the past is in the past. It doesn't matter. Well, the fact of the matter is that it does matter. If I go out and I go completely F somebody over today, and then the next day after this, I ask for forgiveness, and then in my mind, it's completely clear in the Lord. I've committed a grave sin. I've done something stupid. It's committed in the Lord. You know, I did something in college where I ended up drinking myself half to death, and like everybody does this in college at one point, but I ended up having to have a lot of people take care of me for that night, and I ended up just not having the short is an end of the friendship because I was not willing to take accountability for it and talk to you and talk to people about it. There's a lot more to the story beyond that.
Distracting.
But the fact of the matter is, you cannot, with forgiveness, you can't just go do something stupid and then just say, oh, the Lord has forgiven me, the Catholics say, and go and sin no more. That is the whole point of forgiveness. Go and sin no more.
Right.
And I
ask
like,
for forgiveness,
I like
and
you
I won't talk bad about Gibbons no more. There. I ask for the forgiveness from the Lord for something I might have said about Higgins, so from now on I won't talk bad about Higgins no more. Therefore, my sin is forgiven because I'm not going to go forward talking bad about people. So what are you
right.
having a problem with?
But you
with?
Need to reflect on it a little bit more.
I don't
need
to reflect on anything. I don't need to reflect on it.
Don't reflect on anything? Well, I think that's just indicative of how
no,
you
No,
like,
I don't need
manage,
to reflect on
or
that.
How people on this show have managed their lives in the past. Not reflecting on anything. Which is a wild way to live. Anyways, I got to go. It makes no sense to be arguing to a brick wall on this show. I truly
no,
God bless
you. Know what? You know what? Pastor Veal, don't leave. Don't leave, man. Look, I've been here since the beginning of the show, and I love Pastor Ken. And Pastor Ken knows I love him. I've been on his show for 10, 12 straight shows. I missed, you know, a couple here and there. But let me say this, man. Tony S., I'm going to give you my personal opinion, man. You need to stay
off
the
show. Of course you are.
You need to stay off Pastor Ken's show. Pastor Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so... Look, I know this is your significant other. I know he pays for half of this channel. I get all that. The problem is, he never shuts the fuck up.
And I only come on here when people start talking crap about me when I'm listening to the show.
But let me say this, man, Tony F., let me say this, man. You know, I've always been, and I'm going to tell you again, I've always been a fan of yours. I've been a fan of Pastor Ken's. But tonight and two nights ago, when you disrespected Joshua Higgins, look, I
Which you still can't
Joshua
tell me
Higgins,
how this
man.
Happened. You still
look,
can't tell me how I disrespected him.
Just listen to the show two nights ago, man, and you find out
well,
how.
Well, no, you're the one telling me. You're the one calling me on disrespect. Pull up your big boy pants and tell me what I said.
Big boy pants. Man, damn, dude. All right, look here. Look
Actually,
here, man.
Leroy, I can't pull it up if you give me a second.
Can you
Leroy,
shut
I can pull
up
what Tony said.
Jesus Christ.
Veal, he's asking you to shut the fuck up.
Well, I respect you. Well.
This guy is a goddamn fucking puppet, man. He never shuts the fuck up.
I know. And this pastor never stops cussing. Is your Bigfoot hurting you? Is that what the problem is today?
Oh,
does your Bigfoot
here,
hurt you?
Look here.
Is that why
you
you're grouchy?
You out with me? You think
Are you grouchy?
With me?
Are you grouchy today, hon?
Oh,
you been drinking?
Maybe
that's
what
the problem is. You're drinking. Oh,
Even when I'm drinking, I'm smarter than you. You
so
are
now we have a drunk cussing pastor. So now we have a drunk cussing pastor. Wow. What a godly show this is. I love it. We have drunk cussing pastors. Oh, it's all going on this show. We have any callers?
Yeah, we have a
617 over at Massachusetts.
Oh.
Tony Talk.
That's all we need.
Hello.
He'd be enjoyable right now. Now him I like.
Hey, yes, my diggity dogs.
What's up?
Hello,
what's
good
up?
Pastor Leroy. Good Pastor Ken. And good Pastor Dean.
Is this Father Gianni?
No, it's not Father Gianni. It's a shit ass.
No.
I'm in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
But I do agree that Tony Talk should call in.
Okay.
I am doing fine, but I don't take kindly to disrespecting the dead. I may give Tony Talk shit, but I do not stand for this. I think that that's a very scummy thing to do, to talk about the dead after like suicide. That's just disrespectful. I think you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh,
and that's not godly.
I agree with you, caller. I agree with you. The dead should not be disrespected. I went through many, many years in this chat room in God's Rainbow Ministries where people talked about my dead sister and said they were going to do sexual things and dig her up and all this other horrible, horrible, horrible stuff that they told me while I was going through the death of my sister. I was in mourning, and they were telling me that they were going to dig her up and mung her and stuff. Yes, people in this chat can be horrible. They are very disrespectful to the dead. I agree.
What's her name,
yeah,
Marianne?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking Pastor Leroy? I'm sorry if I cut you off.
Yeah, okay, man. What's her name, Marianne?
No.
All right. Well, you know, I heard many years ago people disrespecting your dead sister. And again, I don't agree with that, but you know, Tony F, all due respect, man. And I'm glad you're on the show. But you have just become a complete fucking douchebag, man. Get the
Here, man. Pastor Leroy, such vulgar talk. Is this how you speak to your congregation?
And you
is this how you speak to your congregation?
Pastor Ken.
Do you have a cuss church in Harlem?
God damn, Pastor Ken.
Are you the church of
Pastor
the ungodly
Ken.
Speaker?
Will you shut the fuck up, man?
I'm asking you a question. Why do I have to shut up? I'm asking you, I mean, honestly, do you speak like this in church to your congregation? I think that's a perfectly legit question. And yet you feel that way, yet you feel you can talk to me this way. I don't understand that.
If you let me talk.
That's all you've been doing.
You motherfucker. You won't let me talk, man. Because you never
shut
the fuck up.
Quit cussing, and you can talk. As long as you're cussing, I'm not going to shut up.
And then let them talk. Oh, I don't know why you keep talking over him.
You know what?
He keeps cussing at me.
I'm done with this guy, man. I have tried to be friends with Tony F, but he disrespected Joshua Higgins on the last show. And I'll tell Tony F.
Are you
going to
lose sleep over it? Are you losing
Tony
sleep
F,
over it?
Can you shut the fuck up?
Did you lose your job? Did the sun not come up this morning? Did somebody piss in your Cheerios because somebody disrespected
a
dead person?
A hypocrite pissed in his Cheerios, and that's you.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
You're a
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
How,
now, you're not
how racist.
You don't like
how one
people.
Little comment from me can upset so many people. Who say they don't like me and they just think I'm a horrid person. But one
what
little comment
you
and you're all up in arms. People are sending emails. Oh, my God. 70 emails
Ken,
over what Tony F said. Wow.
Ken.
Wow.
Ken.
Ken, they're calling you.
Yeah, I'm here. Ken. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Take control of your show, man. Tony F. Has taken control of your show. This is your show.
Who invited me to come on, Pastor Leroy?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? You're nothing but a fucking asshole.
You invited me here. You wanted me here so badly. You demanded that I get online, and now I'm here, and now you don't want to talk to me. You just want to cuss and be ugly.
No, no. You know what? I want to talk to you, but you never shut the fuck up. So I can't talk.
Because
to
all
me.
You do is because
it.
You're not
Let
talking.
So
you're not
there.
Talking to me. You're not talking to
God.
Me. You're yelling at me.
Right
Stop
now.
Yelling at me.
Oh.
Stop yelling at me, and I'll listen
to
you.
Let them talk. Just let them talk.
Oh. Does this guy ever shut the fuck up or what?
I don't believe so. I don't think so. But I think it's hypocritical that he says that he mourned for his sister and got mad about that, but he doesn't even understand the other side. I think it's very hypocritical.
Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm really disappointed in you, especially
well,
about yesterday.
Well, not yesterday. I fell asleep.
You, not yesterday, 2 days ago. You have zero control over the show. It's evident that you don't care about who has control over the show at all. It's evident that you do not care about the Tony Talk community whatsoever. It's evident that you don't really care about Joshua Higgins, even though he was your really close friend. I know you denied it earlier, and I'm saying this as your friend and as somebody who does legitimately think you're a pretty cool dude. I think you are being a bitch, and you need to gain control of your show and put Tony F. sort of behind the scenes again.
I'm only here because I was invited. You keep forgetting that. They demanded I come on this show. You keep forgetting this. I'm here because they demanded I come. I was sitting in the chat room listening to the show. I was listening to the show just like everybody else, like I've done for the last...
How long have you been running the show, babe?
7 years.
Okay, like I've been for 7 years in the chat room listening to the show.
Ken,
what I was doing.
Ken, I'll talk to you in Discord, BC. I do not care to talk to you on this show right now. I'm very disappointed in this show, in Tony F's response to all of this. It just seems like your act of forgiveness is like going to math class for you. It's like you really don't want to go, but you're going to do it anyways, just because you think it will appease people and put you on the right side of everything, even though, like...
Oh, I don't care if I'm on the right side. Would you like me to say, I asked the Lord for forgiveness, but, you know, I said I was sorry for what I said, but, you know, if you just keep pushing it, hey.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Bye.
Tony Farrah, don't call my show no more.
Yes, son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch, don't call my show no more.
Oh, God.
What are you trying to? You're trying to mock me. Let me tell you that.
I don't want to mock you.
Look,
don't call my show.
Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
You son of a bitch. Don't call my show. No
you
more.
Son of a bitch. Don't tell me what to do. You son of a bitch.
Don't call my show no more.
Don't call my show no more. Send me a pizza. Lots of pepperoni, extra mozzarella.
You and your homo boyfriend. Don't ever call my show no more. Don't call my show no more.
You don't even have a show. What are we going to call?
Oh,
was he on last night?
No, I missed it.
Okay. Well, this is getting out of hand. I'm going to
calling it a night.
I know. These,
bless you. Good night.
These people are horrible.
You get your exorcist good night now.
Bye-bye.
Truck, sir. Truck, sir.